talking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week's inspiring lyrics. I've dressed myself beautifully today, so please let me stay dry. As I gaze up, please don't rain on me. What an unexpected rainy evening this is. It's not. Play on, play on for the weekend. It's no shaking these manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on, play on for the weekend. It's no shaking these manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. And go on until next Sunday.
Sega.
Now.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Number one. Welcome to the Manic Monday Show. We're live on Radio Sega to brighten up your Monday evening, morning, afternoon, whatever. Maybe it's Tuesday where you are, I don't care. Welcome to the show. I'm Casey, I'll be your host for the next couple of hours. And this is a very special episode of the Manic Monday Show. This is episode number 22 of season 2, and it's entirely dedicated to Hatsune Miku Project Diva Future Tone. And so if you're not a Vocaloid fan, I'm sorry, you know, you can always, you know, just go listen to something else. If you're a Vocaloid fan, however, this is the show for you, and we're taking requests. Don't forget to come on and make requests, you know, send me a private message on Discord or a tweet, send us a tweet at Radio Sega, use the hashtag RSManicMonday and let us know your requests. Your requests, however, must be Hatsune Miku Project Diva Future Tone tracks, and you need to go to miku.sega.com/futuretone/songs.html or just go to miku.sega.com/futuretone and click songs and you'll find a list of the tracks of all songs in Project Diva Future Tone, and we're taking requests from that list. So of course, if you want to join us and send me a private message on Discord, you need to go to radiose.ga/discord, radiose.ga/discord. That's where the magic happens. That's where you need to go if you want to send me your requests and also to play our weekly game of Say My Name. However, we are also taking requests on Twitter, so at Radio Sega, hashtag RS Manic Monday. And we already played one of your requests. We started off the show with Weekender Girl, and so by KZ and HUGP. KZ Live Tune and HUGP featuring Hatsune Miku, Weekender Girl. And then we had 1/6 Out of the Gravity, Vocaloid P featuring Hatsune Miku. So these are both both of these songs are in the Prelude. You can download for free on the PSN store, so you can get a free version of Project Eva Future Tone, just like, you know, just a prelude, an introduction to the game, featuring Weekender Girl and 1/6 Out of the Gravity. These are the first two tracks, that's why I played them first. However, we also played Like the Wind, classic Sega song, a cover by Kusemono P and Hiro, featuring Kagamine Rin. Actually, Hiro was the composer of the original, so you know it's a crossover between Kusemono P and Hiro, featuring Kagamine Rin, Like the Wind from Power Drift. This was a request by someone. I have my list here by @NoMoreSpiros on Twitter. Thank you for that. And we'll have another one of your requests soon. So stay tuned for that. Welcome to the show. People are already guessing what this week's Say My Name character will be. And Jamie thinks, Jamie predicts that this week's Say My Name is going to be related to Project Eva or Vocaloid. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll have to wait for the first clue. Yeah, so join us on Discord for that. And so without further ado, let's play the game. Why not? Yeah, let's play the game.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name, the weekly game we play on the Manic Monday show. It's a game where I just pick a random Sega character. This week it's a character, not a real life person. So Sega character, and then I give you four clues, so you can just find out who the character is. You need to be quick. You need to type hard and Google hard, or just use your hashtag #SegaEducation. And the quicker you do it, the quicker you get a correct answer, the better, because you get more points. So, after the first clue is shared, if you guess it after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points, 15 points after the second clue, 10 points after the third clue, and 5 points after the fourth and final clue. Okay, so that's how it goes every week on the Manic Monday Show's Say My Name game. However, there's a catch here. You only get one guess per clue. One guess per clue, so you need to think hard. Don't waste your clue, because you know if you're wrong, you'll lose points. You know, yeah. So, Google hard, type hard, think hard, use your Sega Education. So, clue number one this week. Remember, this is a Sega character. So, clue number one is usually seen wearing a suit. Is usually seen wearing a suit. Who could it be? Let me know. Private message on Discord with your guess. You're playing for 20 points. Who knows? Maybe this week we'll have someone, you know, get 20 points. It's been a while since that happened, so let's see if that's happens this week. I don't think so. You all suck. Yeah. In the meantime, let me play some more music. This is a request by Viper. And so this is Ken featuring Hatsune Miku. LOL. Lots of laugh. That's what I get when I see your guesses for Say My Name. Ha! We'll be right back with more. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Spin dash into next Sunday.
してたんだ。
Break it! ELVN featuring Mako. That's one of mine. Gotta have a little Mako from time to time, obviously. And I love this one. Yes, very good, very good. Before that, we had Secret Police. Buriruppi! Buriruppi featuring Hatsune Miku. Requested by someone. Let's turn to the list. Requested by Jamie. By Jamie. And the first one was LOL, Lots of Laugh. Ken featuring Hatsune Miku. Requested by Viper. LOL is actually not on the list of songs on Sega's website for future tone. However, Viper, you know, made a valid point when he said that it was one of the DLC, the Japanese only DLC songs for the game. So, you know, technically it's for future tone, and so, you know, I think, and I like this song, by the way. I have a feeling that I shouldn't like this song as much as I do, but it makes me really happy. Maybe because of the title, it's Lots of Laugh, so yeah. And it's also related to Say My Name, because it's how I get when I see your guesses for Say My Name every week. So the winner of Best Guess of the Week is, Rick, who sent me the name of a Vocaloid character that I didn't know until now, and he actually wears a suit, which is awesome. Kiyotero Hiyama. So Vocaloid fans out there probably know this. I'm not, much of a Vocaloid fan. I like the Hatsune Miku games, but that's where my fandom ends. But maybe some of you know Kiyotiro Hiyama, a Vocaloid character, not Sega-related, who actually wears a suit. So somehow Jamie convinced Rick that this week's character is a Vocaloid. And so he went and searched for Vocaloid characters wearing suits. And he did it! So I think, you know, at least he deserves at least, maybe, I don't know, what should I play? I'm gonna play this one because it's appropriate. Yay! Well done. However, you know, we need a Sega character, so... Yes, yeah. Esper K loves that Vocaloid. Oh, so someone knows. I need to see the name again. Kiyotiro Hiyama or something. Okay, so yeah. Jamie says give him a point for that. Yeah, that, you know, just... I don't know. Maybe I'll give him a point for that. Maybe not. We'll see. Anyway, don't forget PMs on Discord with both your requests, your future tone requests, and your guesses for Say My Name. While you do that, and since we have a lot of music to play today, and we don't have time for just, you know, sitting here chatting, talking about nonsense, let's play some more music and some more of your requests. So, this is a classic. This is Iroha from Sasaki featuring Kagemine Rin with Roshin Yukai.
Maju aga, ihana ga kaete ni. listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Sega.
Monday Show with Kasun.
impossible not to sing along using the B.B. Queen's lyrics. Burning Hearts. Yeah. But this is Afterburner, Hell Cross Hero featuring Meiku. Tune! Requested by both Jamie and Mikael24RD. And this is the... Whoops. Sorry. Oh, what happened there? I just, you know, punched my mic for some reason. I'm a violent person! Yeah. Give me my mic or else... No. So, requested by both Jamie and Mikael24RD, and I was saying this is the Manic Monday Show, the Hatsune Miku Project Eva Future Tone Special. Before that, we had Cat Food, and the first track was Roshin Yukai! Roshin Yukai! A.K.A. Meltdown, A.K.A. Nuclear Fusion or something. Many, many fan translations for the track titles, but the official one is Roshin Yukai, requested on Twitter by at No More Spiros. So thank you for both of your requests. I hope you enjoyed them on the Manic Monday Show. There's still room for a few more requests, so keep them coming if you want, or if you don't, I'll play whatever the hell I want. So, you know, there's that as well. Viper says, tell that Mike who's boss. Yeah. Take that. This is quality radio right here. I'm just punching my mic. I love you, Mike. Anyway, well, I don't know what I'm doing. So yeah, Chewie's going. She doesn't like Miku. Bye, True. Enjoy the rest of your day. Owen, you're getting old! Forgot about that. So, yeah. We still have room for your requests. And we still have stuff to do. It's time for the second clue of a little game. Of a little game we like to call... Say my name.
Say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name.
Yeah, yeah. Vocaloid, the next generation of singing. Buy it now on the Radio Sega Store. Opening 20KC. Yes, says Sanic 2017. Yes, that sounds legit. Vocaloid, the next generation. Yeah. Yeah. So. Say my name. I have to say I'm getting lots of PMs right now for some reason. Let's see. Okay. Just requests. Okay. I thought it was like a last minute guess, but no. So your guesses are just, you know, awful. I have to say, I really, really awful. I mean why? You know, just this.
Well, isn't that cute?
Monotron! Yeah, just for you. I don't know what you guys are thinking about when you send me these guesses. You know, it's really, really bad today. I don't know. Seriously. It's not that bad. I'm just kidding. So, it's time for clue number two. Maybe this will help. So, remember, clue number one was, is usually seen wearing a suit. I think this one will help, at least some of you. Knows many languages, such as Japanese, English, and Chinese. I just realized I typed knows many several languages. he knows many several, a lot, much languages. English clearly isn't one of them. No, knows many languages, such as Japanese, English, and Chinese. Okay, so that's clue number two. If you think you know who this is, you know, just send me a private message on Discord and maybe you'll get 15 points. You're not playing for 15 points, and I'm playing your requests. So, coming up next is one of those tracks that got a new translation, a new title, in Future Tone, because it had a different title in previous English releases of Project Evo games. It was called Urban Dawnment, which actually is a very, you know, crappy title, if I'm allowed to say it, and I am, because, you know, this is my show, so I'm allowed to say it. It's a crappy title. And so the localization team did one better, and this time, this 40-meter P featuring Hatsune Miku track is called Torinoko City. You're listening to Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show.
Sega.
Give me the time.
You're listening to the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Bye. That's the show. Bye bye. No, that's the show. What the hell just happened? Yeah, Cosmo, I'm tired just from listening to it, you know, let alone sing it or playing the song. Ah, Cosmo featuring Hatsune Miku. The intense voice of Hatsune Miku. Yeah, this was requested by Mikhail24RD, was it? Yep, indeed. Before that, we had Tell Your World. Tell Your World that I'm, you know, coming. I don't know. That's what the orange-haired man in Washington says, people. Tell your world that I'm coming. Yeah, sad. This was a request by SarahRose96. Tell Your World. And the first one was Torinoko City, aka Urban Dawnment, in the Project Eve F games, I believe. F second, perhaps? Not sure. Let me just check. F. It first appeared in F, Project Eve F, as Urban Dawnment, and it is now known as Torinoko City. So, in the cases where Sega renamed the tracks for Future Tone, you can find them on Radio Sega's playlist with both titles. Okay, so if you look for either one of the titles, you'll find the track and you'll be able to request it to be played on Radio Sega's 24/7 stream. So yeah, these were the tracks we just played. Not sure if I said this, but Torinoko City was requested by Foster Graf, and so thank you very much for all of your requests. I still have room for, I think, one more track, one or two more tracks, so if you have any last-minute requests, please let me know. And also, don't forget to send me your guesses for Say My Name. I posted a question on Twitter, but I want everyone to you know, weigh in on this, especially those that have played the game. So, have you completed Project Eve Future Tone? Have you played all songs? You know, got all trophies? Does anyone have platinum on Future Tone? I don't think any of our listeners has platinumed the game. I don't think so. But if you have, prove me wrong and send me a message on Discord or Twitter at Radio Sega, and I'll give you a shout out on air. Yeah. We'll see what happens. While I wait for your answers, your replies, it's time to play a track, a tune. This was I was gonna play this anyway, but Jamie also requested this, and so this is yet another Mako track, because we know that Mako rules. This is Yuki's featuring Mako, and it's Nostalogic, the Mako-san mix. This is the Manic Monday Show. Don't go anywhere, or I'll kill you.
Yeah.
M-E-I-K-O.
Radio Sega.
Supporter of Portuguese internet radio hosts? Good. because a decorated member of the Radio Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday. The Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
Please don't do this to me. Why did you do this to me? No, please stop. Just stop. Yeah, just stop. Why? Yeah. Anyway, Sadistic Music Factory. Doomgirl was asking, how are the lyrics of this song? If you mean what the lyrics are, I don't think you want to know. As with many other Hatsune Miku tracks or Project Eva tracks, you really don't want to know the lyrics. You know, really don't want to know. Just think about the title, okay? Sadistic Music Factory. Yeah. I don't know. I actually haven't looked it up. I can look it up in the meantime. Maybe I can Google the English lyrics to this track in the next break. Who knows? Anyway, I just played that because it was requested by Mikhail24RD. Before that, we had Double Lariat, requested by Trini. Aguaniki P featuring Megarine Luca. Luca, best girl. And the first track was Nostalgic Meiko-san Mix. Yukis featuring Meiko, requested by Jamie and myself. Yes, and yeah, this was Cosmo featuring Hatsune Miku. Oh, I get the drift now. There's a pattern here. So the craziest songs are by Cosmo. I never realized it before. Yeah, Cosmo did the intense voice of Hatsune Miku, and he also did, or she, I don't know, they also did Sadistic Music Factory. Okay, interesting. I'll see if the other crazy songs are by Cosmo as well. Anyway, I've been babbling and we don't have the time. We don't have the time because we need to do stuff. We need to play music and do more stuff, including yes.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Yes, so, say my name. Time for the third clue, and so you're now playing for 10 points. And, So you're now playing for 10 points. You all suck. Well, not all of you. Three people got it already. Three people got 15 points, which is nice. But I think it's time I give you another clue. So clue number three. Has been trained by his father in his trading business in martial arts. Has been trained by his father in both his trading business and martial arts. Knows many several languages, many several languages, such as Japanese, English, and Chinese, and is usually seen wearing a suit. Now that I think about it, shouldn't it be Mandarin instead of Chinese? The important questions right here on the Manic Monday Show.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, he has been trained by his father in his trading business and martial arts. You're not playing for 10 points, send me a private message. And I know some of you are now just, just facepalming really hard because you know who the character is. So send me a private message on Discord with your guess. And in the meantime, I'm going to play more music. When we come back, let's do something with Project Eva song, with the lyrics. Let's do something. Let's gizugle, perhaps. I don't know. In the meantime, let me play music. Let me play one of your requests. This was a request by Lucas. This is Haliozi, featuring Kaito and Kagamine Len. This is Snowman, the Kaito and Len version. You're listening to The Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega.
人目を引き連れて何もかも手遅れになる前に
ねえ全部本当でしょうだからもう行かないで我が子を抱き寄せうなずいた
空にいるよ最後にこぼれた優しい手だらね笑ったって泣いたって大丈夫
二人を見守って伸びていくからなきっとの景気だろうどんな冬にだってさ春は
adding some blast processing to your day. This is Radio Sega.
Yeah, we're never getting PSO2 in the West, by the way. It's the happy note of this show! Yay! Happy news, good news. No PSO2 Western release. Yeah. Anyway, why have I mentioned that? Because the title of that track was The MMORPG Addict's Anthem. And so, yeah. That's the PSO2 track, or... I think it's PSO2. Yes, it was released about, you know, when PSO2 was released as well, I think. Yeah, I think so. So Satsuki ga Tenkomori featuring Hatsune Miku, Miku Hatsune, requested by Viper, by the way. Before that we had Bakudan Poppy featuring Hatsune Miku, Ohayodel. A request by II1980. Everyone loves Ohayodel. I actually find it a very interesting track, to say the least. Yes. Halyosi featuring Kaito and Kagamine Len with Snowman, the Kaito and Len version, requested by Lucas. Thank you so much for your requests. You know, you make the show even more awesome. And I see... Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal reference on Discord, so yay, what a great match that was. And I'm really happy that Federer took the win, because I like him very much. Yeah, he's, I think, my favorite tennis player of all time! Yes, anyway, that's enough when it comes to tennis talk. Let's talk about Sadistic Music Factory. Cosmo, also known as Buzupi, featuring Hatsune Miku. So apparently I thought this was a really, you know, sexual kind of song, but it's not. It's dark in a way, but not in the way that I thought it was, so I think I'm the pervert here. So the lyrics are something like this. Welcome to my music factory. There are many twos, so welcome to 1, 2, 3. I too much to count. So welcome to my music factory. I was the one who brought all of you to this place, and I want you to keep feeding me fresh music. I must consume and absorb tens of thousands of songs in order to maintain my body, so I want there to be tons of people by my side always and always. Just like how you humans ingest food for your metabolism. Without music, I might starve to death in 3 days. That's, you know, very precise. 3 days? Why 3 days? Just like we can starve in 3 days without food? Okay. Yeah, I think we can last longer than 3 days without food. Water, though, is more important. Yeah. Anyway, so, hurry up and feed me music. Start making music. Do it! Do it! I'm confident that I'll always be able to force you to do it with my cute smile. That's creepy. Yo, you there! Don't let your hands stop! What? Why? Why shouldn't he let his hands stop? Did you think I couldn't see you? If you dare slack off again, consider this place your grave! Are we clear? This is getting quite... interesting. I expect you to be fully aware that it's pointless to try to escape. No matter where, I'll always chase after you, catch up to you, torment you, and capture you. You shall live the rest of your life being shackled by me. Would you like some never-ending pain to go with that? Actually, I'd like some fries, please. Oh my, one person is missing. Did he run away? Nah, it's not possible. I keep getting hungry no matter how much I eat. Maybe you don't understand my pain, but no matter how hard you've worked on the lyrics, no one of them is edible to me. Yeah. She's got an eating disorder. I keep getting hungry... Oh, it's the same thing again. No, it's not. I keep getting hungry no matter how much I eat. Maybe you don't understand my pain, but I keep feeling aggressively irritated. Please don't make me any angrier. That daring fugitive, where could he have escaped? Found ya! I found you, faker. I'll never be able to completely wipe off my fear of having to return to Nil. Although I'm supposed to be immortal, death has at last caught up with me. I'm becoming hysterical just imagining how I'll be left behind in the past, where every sound will have stopped. Caught in my thoughts, I'm creaking and aching. I'll gulp down this transient story and chew it thoroughly into little pieces. My heart, made up of music pieces and stories covered in patches and stitches, is filled with rage. As I regurgitate and spew out huge amounts of ignorant grumblings, the empty impulse of my perpetually egoless self transforms into hunger. I definitely won't let you escape. Yes, that was pure, pure poetry there. So, yes, I think it deserves an applause. Yes, yes, yes. Indeed. Yes. That's enough. That's enough. Okay. Back to your regular schedule. Yes. Yeah, so, yes. So those were the translated lyrics to Sadistic Music Factory. Someone was saying, "Gizugle, please." Well, maybe. We'll see. We'll see. If we have the time, maybe I'll gizugle this in the next music break. But now it's time to play more music, because that's what you're here for. And you know, sometimes we fight, sometimes we don't agree with each other, and you know, sometimes we disagree over which swirl is better, or maybe if you should put milk first or cereal first in your bowl. Obviously cereal. But you know, whatever happens, this is good advice right here, so Dixie Flatline and Megarini Luca want you to just be friends, okay?
Yeah. Radio Sega.
Can you till next Sunday? This is the Manic Monday Show with KC. Radio Sega.
This one very much. Melody, the Diva Mix, Mikuru 396 featuring Hatsune Miku, requested by me, as was the everything in this block actually. Quartet of Multiple Futures, Quartet Theme, Kuzimono, Swanton, Kuzimono and Swanton, covering a Funky KH original track featuring Hatsune Miku. And before that we had Love is War, Rio Supercell featuring Hatsune Miku, and Just Be Friends, Dixie Flatline featuring Megarini Luca. Welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. We're covering Hatsune Miku, Project Eva Future Tone tracks this week. So it's a special one. It's a special episode of the show. And we're almost done, but there's still a couple of segments, or just one segment and one final track to go. But before that, my God, I did something I shouldn't. I went and gizoogled the lyrics to Sadistic Music Factory. And so, you know what we have to do, don't you? It's time. It's time to gizoogle something on the Manic Monday Show. So, these are the gizoogle lyrics to Sadistic Music Factory. Welcome, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, my noise factory. I was the one who's has brought you all of y'all to this place, and I want you to keep feeding me fresh music. I must consume and absorb tens of thousands of joints up in order to maintain my body, so I want there to be tons of players by my side always and always. Just like how the flip you humans ingest chicken for your metabolism, chicken. Without noise, I might starve to dirt nap up in 3 days. Dirt nap. So hurry up and feed my crazy ass music. Start making music. Do that cheese need soon. No, do that cheese need, son. I be cool in the gang. That I be about to always be able to force you to do it with my thugged out smile. I be cool in the gang. Yo, S there, biatch, don't let your hands stop. Did your dirty ass be thinking I couldn't peep your sleek ass, biatch? If you dare slack off again, consider this place your grave, for reals, is we clear? I expect you to be straight up aware that it's pointless to try to escape. No matter where, I be about to always chase after you, catch up to you, torment you, and capture you, biatch. Your ass shall live the rest of your game being shackled by me. Would you like some never-ending pain to go with that? Oh my, one thug is missing. Did he run away, biatch? Nah, it ain't possible. I keep getting horny, no matter how the flip much I eat. Maybe you don't know my pain, but no matter how the flip hard you've hit that shit on the lyrics, not one of them is edible to my dirty ass. I keep getting horny no matter how the flip much I eat. Maybe you don't know my pain, but I keep feeling aggressively irritated. Y'all know that, shiznit mofo. This type of shiznit happens all the time. Please, don't make me any angrier. That therein fugitizel biatch. That therein fugitizel biatch. Where could that shmoove mofo have escaped? Found ya. Faker. I be about to never be able to straight up wipe off my fear of having to return to nil. Although I be supposed to be immortal, Dirtneb has at last caught up with my dirty ass. I be becoming hysterical just imagining how the flip I be about to be left behind up in the past, where every last mofo sound gonna get stopped. Y'all know that, shiznit mofo. Caught up in my thoughts, I be creaking and aching. I be about to gulp down this transient rap and chew it thoroughly, the flip into little pieces. My flippin' ass, made up of noise pieces and stories covered up in patches and stitches, is filled with rage. As I regurgitate and spew up big-ass amounts of ignorant grumblings, the empty impulse of my perpetually egoless self transforms the flip into hunger. I definitely won't let you escape. Mikhail says YOLO. Yeah. Biatch intensifies. Yes, so I cried a little. I cried a few tears there. My favorite line here is, I be cool in the gang that I be about to always be able to force you to do it with my thugged out smile. I be cool in the gang. And that, kids, is how you gizoogle things on the Manic Monday Show. Time for this. I actually forgot the little intro, but you know what it is, don't you, biatch? It's this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Yeah. So, back on track. Yeah, back on track. You used to call me on my cell phone. That made me laugh so more than it should. Yeah, thank you, Tweenie. That that's the best. Yeah. Yeah.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Yes. Anyway. Ah, back on track. Say my name. Final clue. Time for your final attempt at getting some points. 5 points. And so it's time for the final clue. For those of you that haven't got it yet. So, clue number four is... Is a character in the Shenmue series. Is a character in the Shenmue series. Is usually seen wearing a suit. Knows many several mucho languages. Such as... Japanese, English, and Chinese. Has been trained by his father in his trading business and martial arts. Is a character in the Shenmue series. Don't forget, knows many several Mutu languages. So that's an important thing right there. Send me a private message on Discord with your guess, and you're now playing for 5 points. 5 points, yes, 5 points. Maybe you'll get it. And while you do that, you just have you have a few minutes. You have like 10 minutes to send me your final guess, because it's time for this.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Hey baby, time for some chill tracks. This week's chill tracks are, as the rest of the show, Vocaloid tracks. So we have a couple of tunes for your listening pleasure right here. The first one was already queued up, but was also a request by someone. I didn't type it down, but I'll find whoever requested this, and I'll give him credit. And the second one, I'm actually surprised no one requested it. It's quite a long track, but it's, you know, an awesome one. So, let's start with Meteor, John Zeroness, featuring Hatsune Miku.
Thank you.
The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Thank you.
Last Night, Good Night. Closing off the Chill Tracks of the Week segment here on the Manic Monday Show. We're almost done. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your awesome requests. Those were the Chill Tracks of the Week to just, you know, chill when we're close to the end of the show. We had Meteor, John Zero-ness featuring Hatsune Miku, and KZ Live Tune featuring Hatsune Miku with Last Night, Good Night, two of my favorite Vocaloid tracks of all time, yes. So we're almost done. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for taking part in Say My Name. I have to say this week wasn't that bad, but Doomkill says finally I couldn't take this anymore. Where's that kick button when you need it? So it wasn't that bad when it comes to the people getting it. We had 7 people. Still, could have been better. Could have been better. So let's get this over with.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
So let's do a quick recap of the clues. Number 1 is usually seen wearing a suit. Number 2 knows many several mucho languages such as Japanese, English and Chinese, or Mandarin. Has been trained by his father in his trading business and martial arts. Is a character in the Shenmue series, so obviously we were talking about Guizhan Chen, or as some people said, Chen Guizhan, you know, if we go by the Japanese way of, you know, saying names. Yeah, so Guizhan was the character of the week, obviously, so if you've played Shenmue 1, you know about him. He's quite the interesting character, and he is mentioned in Shenmue 2 as well, so he and Joy had a past, maybe a relationship in the past, who knows. Ooh. Yeah, I think they were, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend or something, but yeah. Anyway, that's not important. So that was the correct answer. Let's see what happened. We had Jmood 5 points, Opus Science II 1980 and Twinnie with 10 points, and Doomgirl, Rick and Veritex with 15 points. So this means that in the overall leaderboards, we have Lucas and Fostergraph with 5 points, II 1980 with 10 points, 15 points for Brendotron, who wasn't here today, sadly, 20 points for Eclipse, who was not here either, and 20 points for PTK Cass, who didn't take part, 25 points for Opus Science, 30 points for True, 35 points for Jamie, 64326, 40 points for Tweenie, 45 points for Doomgirl, 50 points for Veritex, and top of the leaderboard so far we have Rick with 55 points. So, first place Rick 55, second place Veritex 50, and third place Doomgirl 45. It's a family affair. Who knows what'll happen next week? We have 3 more weeks to go until the end of this the current edition of Say My Name on the 20th of February. So, you know, just do your best, dudes. And let's see what happens. Opus Science says, you're leading, dude. Yeah, to Jamie, no, he's not. Yeah, but it's very, very close. So, 55 for Rick, 50 for Veritex, 45 for Doomgirl, 40 for Tweenie, 35 for Jamie. So, you know, 30 for True, 25 Opus. So, it's a 5-point distance for all of you. And nothing's decided yet. So 3 weeks to go. Do your best with Say My Name next week, returning to the Manic Monday Show, as all other current and regular segments. We'll have the Manic Jukebox, the Chill Tracks of the Week, the Third Party Tracks. We'll have People's Choice, so everything's returning to normal next week, whatever normal means for this show. So yeah, it's been fun. I have one more thing to talk about before I go and before I play the final track, which is awesome, by the way. I have two things. One of them is that Nostalgia Ninja was the one that requested Meteor, by the way. I forgot, but I remember. in the meantime. So Nostalgia Ninja, thank you for requesting that. It was on the queue already, but you know, I wanted to credit you for requesting it anyway. The second thing I wanted to mention was that Jamie says Opus means between the two of us. Yes, between Jamie and Opus signs, Jamie is leading. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, the second thing I wanted to mention is the return of the Sega Lounge to Radio Sega this Thursday? Really? Kissy. It's never been on a Friday. Thursday. It's Thursday with the fourth season already of the show. This week we have a very special show. It's something we'll be trying from time to time during season 4 of the show, which is an RT episode. RT? Retweet? No, a roundtable episode. So we'll have our first RT episode or roundtable episode. This week we'll be doing our own Radio Sega Balance of 2016. We'll be talking about how 2016 went for Sega and Atlas, and what are our expectations towards 2017, okay? So we'll have a panel of commentators, a roundtable. We'll have a winner with you from Radio Sega. We'll have Chris Powell, editor of the Sega Nerds and the Mega Visions magazine. And we'll have Ryan from the Nintendo Fun Club, podcast. Yes, indeed. He's the host of the Nintendo Fun Club podcast, but he's also a big Sega fan. And so I thought it would be interesting to get a different kind of perspective for this discussion. So that's the panel of commentators we'll have this week, Thursday at 8 p.m. GMT. However, we'll have several other surprises. So starting this week, we'll have a few new segments on the show, and I'm asking you guys listening to Radio Sega for ideas for brand new regular segments of the show. So we don't want to expand the Sega Lounge from being just a talk show and an interview based show. We want more. So we want short segments of 3 to 5 minutes, with your ideas. So if you have a good idea, something that you think could be on the Sega Lounge, would be interesting for people, let me know. Send me an email to kc@radiosega.net, and maybe your idea will get picked up and we'll do it in a future episode of season 4 of the Sega Lounge. However, well, episode number 1 is already practically recorded in its entirety, so we'll see what happens this week, and I'm hoping to get a few suggestions from you guys as well. So it's been fun, as I always say. It's been a great show. Thank you all for joining me for the Hatsune Miku Project Eva Future Tone episode of the Manic Monday Show. I hope to see you all next week. Same time, same bat time, same bat station. Radio Sega, 8 p.m. Monday. Jamie says, can we send our ideas through Discord? No. Email, kc@radiosega.net. That's the way. Otherwise I'll lose track. I don't have much time these days, so it has to be via email. Yep. So, thank you for joining me. Thank you for your requests. They were all amazing. I hope you keep enjoying Radio Sega. This week we have an awesome Radio Sega Live Week lineup. RadioSE.ga/shows is where you can go to check out our full schedule of live shows, updated and adjusted to your own time zone. RadioSE.ga/shows. The next show is the Chart Topping Show with RavSig tomorrow, Tuesday at 8 p.m. GMT. Don't forget to tune in for that. I'll leave you with a great track. It's been requested by Jamie, by Mikal24RD, but again, this was going to be the final track of the show, all along. It was queued up already, but thank you for your request nonetheless. So, Kuzumu no Pi covered another original track by Hiro of the SST band. He used Hatsune Miku's vocal things, processors, whatever, and he came up with a Vocaloid version of this. Can you hear the waves? It's Magical Sound Shower. I've been KC, this has been the Manic Monday Show. I'll see you all next week. Enjoy yourselves, bye-bye.
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.